Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Uber has hired a former Tesla exec to oversee shifts to zero-emission vehicles. So, Natalie, tell us about Rebecca Tannucci and what her role at Tesla was.
So, Rebecca Tannucci ran the supercharger business for Tesla when she was there. It was about a 500-person team, and they were in charge of inking partnerships with car makers, which was, for example, Rivian and Ford and GM, so that their drivers can access Tesla's previously proprietary network of chargers and helping Tesla grow that as a revenue source.
So how is she going to cross over and help out and talk about Uber's plans to go electric?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Uber, back in 2020, they set goals to be zero emission, to be a zero emission platform in by 2030 in the US, Canada, and Europe. Basically, that would mean transitioning millions of its drivers into driving EVs, as well as urging restaurants to use recyclable packaging when they make deliveries. And that goal is global for by 2040. And bringing Rebecca Tannucci in will help Uber make more of these connections. In the past month, Uber has partnered with BYD to offer drivers some discounts to buy cars from BYD, the car maker. It's also funded other charging infrastructure startups to help make this effort of transitioning less costly.
So they have to go electric vehicles by 2040 and with the recyclable packaging, what you said, is it 2030 or 2040?
So 2030 is everything for the recyclable packaging. But 2030 on the rideshare side is only for U.S., Canada, and Europe.
Okay. Are they on pace for this or are they behind?
So there's still some ways to go. So far, there's... as of the first quarter, Uber said 8.2% of its ride share miles in the U.S. and Canada were completed in zero emission vehicles. And the number is 9% in Europe as of the first quarter. So they still have a long way to go.
Where are they likely to be more successful, here or in Europe?
So in the U.S., they have struck different kinds of partnerships quite early on with Hertz and Tesla, and you see drivers transitioning on. And with the BYD partnership, which is just focused outside of the U.S., you definitely see more drivers around the world catching on as well.
Now, you would think that Uber and Tesla would sort of be going head-to-head on some of these competitively.
Yeah, and it's actually not just on the electric vehicle side. Actually, on the robo-taxi side, Tesla has wanted to unveil a prototype of the robo-taxi in an upcoming October event, and people have been worried whether this would threaten Uber's business model of paying human drivers to ferry people around. So this is another area where these two companies might be battling it out.
That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays coming up at 8 a.m.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.